Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. This week I have a pretty interesting solo episode for you all. This episode is all about studying and how I study for my finals and tips on how to be productive when studying. I get a lot of questions about being a law student and how I balance everything from being a full-time student to my fitness routine to spin instructing, just how I balance it all. And I feel like the tips I'm going to share give you a lot of insight on how I manage my schoolwork. And because I can manage my schoolwork so well, or I think so well, sometimes it's not always perfect, trust me. But these tips that I use to manage my schoolwork helps give me freedom in other areas of my life, because it is never ever my intention or my want in life to just be a student and all I do is schoolwork, because I think that's quite depressing. I think there definitely needs to be a balance. So I have some good tips to share with you all today. I'm really excited to talk about them. And I feel like these tips apply to whatever sort of student you are. So if you're in high school, if you're in college, if you're in some sort of grad program like I am, these are really good tips. And I'm so excited to talk about this. I don't know why I love talking about studying and methods of studying. I watch so many TikToks about it. It just brings me a lot of joy. So I'm excited to share my own tips with you all today. But I hope everybody had a great week. This week was kind of interesting. I'm about halfway through my finals. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. And I've been really busy at work. I'm currently working at Lululemon for the holiday season, which I have been enjoying so much. I absolutely love working there, and fingers crossed that I can stay on past the holiday season because it's so fun to work there. And I don't know, I've just been really busy between school and work and keeping up with my fitness, which I'm going to talk about in a second, but just a really busy week. So let's talk about my goal for this week and one negative I turned into a positive before we hop into today's episode topic. So one goal I had for this week was to essentially survive. So like I said, I'm halfway through my finals. I took two finals earlier this week and they were back-to-back days. So I had my international trade law exam Monday morning, and then I had my exam for my alternative dispute resolution class Tuesday morning. So the study turnaround time was quite stressful, very stressful, honestly, but I got it done and it felt so good to get those exams knocked out. I have one more exam next week and then I have two papers to write. Luckily, the papers aren't too intense. I have to write a motion to dismiss, which I've done before. I did that during my writing class in my first year of law school. So a motion to dismiss is like a piece of cake for me. And then I have to write a 10-page paper for my business basics class, but there's a lot of free rein when it comes to that paper. We get to decide what we write about and such. So I have to tackle those two things after I'm done with my exam next week. And the due dates for those papers aren't until the end of the month, and I think my business basics paper isn't even due until like January 3rd or 4th, but I really want to get everything done by Christmas because then I can enjoy Christmas and New Year's with my family and my boyfriend, who I don't see that often. So that is my goal. I'll keep you guys updated if I do it. I really, really want to get that stuff done. So fingers crossed. And then one negative I turned into a positive this week was, I don't really know how to describe this. I guess my lack of time for working out, if that makes sense. So I normally work out probably 5 to 6 times a week, more around 5. And this week I barely worked out. I actually worked out for the first time in a week this morning. And I know that sounds really silly, but I love working out, not only for the physical aspects, but also the mental aspects. I just find it to be a really great stress reliever. And you'd think during exam time that I would prioritize working out because I do find it to be a stress reliever, but I literally just didn't have the time this week. And I sometimes feel a little guilty if I don't work out a ton in a week, and I'm just trying to turn around that mindset. So I took this negative and turned it into a positive by just reminding myself that caring for my body is a lot more than just working out. I still eat really well. I make sure that I'm taking care of my mental health. I make sure I'm sleeping. There's more to just taking care of yourself than working out. So I think this week, with the lack of time that I had for working out, was just a good reminder that physical and mental health isn't always about just working out. It's a lot of other things too. So I think it was good to just like check myself on that aspect and kind of just chase away those guilty thoughts about not having a ton of time to work out this weekend. 1 week of not regularly working out won't kill me. So it was just a good opportunity to check myself on that. So now let's get into this episode's topic, which is how I study and my study tips. So like I've said about 10,000 times now, I am in my final exam season. I'm sure a lot of you are as well. I have a lot of college age people that follow me, so I'm sure you're in the middle of your exam season as well. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like this exam season is super stressful given the fact that a lot of us had online classes this semester. And I've talked about this before, but I feel like this past semester was honestly the hardest semester that I've ever had of school. Like the hardest semester of law school I've ever had, even like taking into account undergrad, like truly this was the hardest time I ever had in school because of online classes. And it was just hard to motivate myself to do my schoolwork. It was hard to stay on top of my schoolwork. It was just really difficult to be a student this semester. But we're almost there. We almost survived. We just have to get through exam season. And I feel like this is a great time to share how I study and my study tips. So first thing I want to talk about is time blocking. So if you know me, I am a huge planner and I'm a very schedulized person. I like to go into my day with like a to-do list and a plan of what I'm doing. And this is especially pertinent when it comes to final exam season. So for example, I'll always block out a couple of hours each day to study, and I'll make sure that I'm studying a specific topic. So usually I study from like 10 to 3 or like 11 to 4, and I'll make sure that I know what subject I'm studying for. The reason I time block is because it just forces myself to stay on schedule. And if I know that I'm making myself start studying at either 10 or 11 in the morning, I know that I have to wake up in the morning. And if I want to work out, I have to get a workout in. I have to eat breakfast and I have to get everything ready to study by 10 or 11 a.m., depending on whatever my start time is. And it just holds me accountable to make sure that I am studying during those couple of hours. So then the personal reason why I usually stop studying around 3 or 4 p.m. is because I'm a huge morning person and I start to kind of tap out from doing work around 3 or 4 p.m., especially with daylight savings and it being winter soon. It just starts to get so dark out so early and my mind just automatically like thinks it's nighttime and I start to get so tired. And for me, I don't want to force myself to study if I know I'm not like retaining anything. I just think it's so pointless. Don't get me wrong. There's definitely times where I'll like stop studying at 3 or 4, go and like take a nap or just relax, eat dinner with my family. And then I'll come back to studying after dinner and I'll study for a little bit longer before I go to bed, usually around 10 p.m. But I only usually do that when it's really close to an exam, like usually the night before or 2 nights before. That's when I'll push myself to study a little bit in the evening when I normally don't do that. But a really good tip is to just be aware of what sort of person you are. Like if you're a morning person, try to be as productive as you can be in the morning and like early to mid afternoon. Because if you're like me, by the time it becomes late afternoon slash early evening, you're not going to focus anymore. Conversely, if you are a nighttime person, like my boyfriend is a huge nighttime person. And when he was in college, he would tend to do a lot of his studying in the evening and like late into the night. That's totally fine too. If you find that you focus the best at that time and you do like to, you know, pull all-nighters or stay up late to study, that's totally fine. I think just being aware of the sort of person you are and being aware of when you thrive the most during the day is really important when it comes to studying, because it's really important that you're being productive during the time of day where you're going to retain the most information. So I want to talk about this app that I use, especially during final exam season, but I also use it throughout the semester when I have like a big assignment due, or maybe I have a midterm to study for, or if I just really need to focus and stay off of my phone, because I don't know about you guys, but I get really easily distracted and I will reach for my phone and I will think like, okay, I'm just going to take like a quick 5-minute phone break, and then 30 minutes goes by and I've wasted all that time that I should have been studying. So I use this app called Flora, and it basically lets you set a timer for how long you want to study, and it locks your phone. So you can't get into any of your phone apps until the timer is up. If you decide to like pause the timer or exit the app while the timer is going, the app is growing like some sort of virtual tree or plant, and it will kill the tree or plant if you end the timer early or exit the app while the timer is running and like the time you should be studying. It's just like a virtual tree or plant, but like I feel really guilty if I kill it. And I also think that you actually can put like a dollar amount in the app, and if you do end up exiting the app during the time you should be studying, or if you end the timer early or whatever, it takes that money and I'm pretty sure it like invests it in growing trees or something. I don't know. It's like an environmental charity app. It's kind of cool. But I love this app because like I said, I get so easily distracted and I will go on my phone, and I love this app because it just locks me out from all of my apps, especially my social media apps. I can sit on Instagram for hours. I can sit on TikTok for hours. So it's just a really useful app. It's free in the App Store. And I just really love this app because it just ensures that you are not going on your phone while you're studying. And Lord knows I need that. I'm sure a lot of you do as well. Going off of this app, I use this app for a certain study method, I guess you could call it. I guess it is like a method of studying, but I really want to talk about this, and I think it's like the best thing ever. Once I discovered this method of studying, I swear I became 100 times more productive while I'm studying for exams. So during my first year of law school, and even my second year of law school, because I just discovered this method recently, I would basically just like sit down and make myself study for however long I planned on studying. And I really didn't have like any sort of plan during that time. I would just like study for as long as I could focus, and then I would take a break when I thought it was appropriate to take a break. And I honestly just wasn't being as productive as I could be with my study time. So I recently found this method of studying. It's called the Pomodoro method. I saw it all over social media, and I've been using this method of studying for my final exams that are going on right now, and I absolutely love it. So basically, you study or you focus or be productive, whatever you're doing, in these 25-minute increments. So you set a timer for 25 minutes and you do as much as you can in that 25 minutes. Then when the timer is up, you reward yourself with a 5-minute break, and then you start all over again and set the 25-minute timer and get back to work. You do that 4 times. So you do 4 25-minute chunks of studying with 5-minute breaks between those 25-minute chunks. And then when you complete the 4 25-minute chunks of studying, you reward yourself with a longer break, usually 15 to 30 minutes. Low-key, I've been doing like 45-minute to an hour breaks, especially if it's around like lunchtime, because I like to eat lunch and like allow myself to go on my phone for a little. It's called balance. You know, you got to balance during exam season. You can't just like surrender yourself completely to your exams. But anyways, I love this method of studying because I'm the type of person where I just can't stare at my computer or stare at my notes or stare at a textbook for hours on end. The fact that I know that a timer is running and that a break is coming soon really motivates me. And trust me when I say these 25-minute chunks of studying or working, whatever you're doing during that time, they go so fast. I swear, like I feel like I set the timer and when I check it, the next time I'll have like 5 minutes left. It's crazy how fast it goes and it really, really holds me accountable and I'm really productive during these times. So I've really been loving this method of studying. I use the app that I mentioned earlier, Flora, to set my 25-minute timers. So that way it locks me out of my phone and I ensure that I am staying completely focused on whatever task I'm doing during those 25 minutes. And then in addition to the study tips that I shared, I want to talk a little bit about balance. And I touched on this a minute ago, but I really think it's so important to make sure that you have balance while you are studying for your final exams. I am not the type of person that believes that you should surrender every minute of your life, especially during exam time, to school and to studying. Make sure that you have balance in your life. Make sure you're stepping away from studying. Let yourself watch an episode of a show. Go to the mall and shop for a little. Go out to eat with a family member or a friend if you can, given COVID, because I don't know where you guys live, but where I live, restaurants are shut down right now. But I make sure that I like go and eat dinner every night with my family. My little job at Lululemon has been keeping me busy. It just gives me a great outlet to go and socialize with other people outside of my household. I love going on walks. I really try to prioritize working out during finals time. I haven't been too successful at that lately, but I know that it makes me feel good, so I try to do it. I make sure that I'm journaling if I'm feeling stressed because I feel like it's so important to get those thoughts out onto paper and just, you know, relieve yourself of all of that stress that you may be holding on to. I just think it's really important to make sure that your entire life isn't revolving around school. I'm a huge advocate of balance and I feel like it is possible to do everything you want in life so long as you prioritize the things you need to prioritize and also make sure that you have a good social life, that you're seeing your family and all that jazz. So I just wanted to insert that because I know, especially during final exam season, it's so easy to just make your entire life school, but make sure you're stepping away from the computer and your textbooks and your notes. There's no shame in doing it. That is all I wanted to talk about today. Short and sweet, but that's good because I wanted to share these tips with you all. I didn't want to waste your time or anything because I know we're all busy studying right now. But I hope you guys found this episode useful. If you try the Pomodoro method or you try the Flora app that I mentioned earlier in the episode, let me know your thoughts. I love the Flora app so much. I love the Pomodoro method and I'm really happy that I got a chance to share those two things with you guys. And I would love to see you implementing it in your own lives and your thoughts on it. Or if you have any like other good study tips or study methods that you use, let me know because I just love study tips and study methods. I find it so interesting. So I don't know, send me a DM if you have any other good tips that I can share with everyone. I hope you have a great rest of your morning, day, evening, whenever you are listening to this. Make sure to follow me on Instagram @MorganFlittHealth, and I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye, everyone.